At the Bayer 150th anniversary celebration here in Research Triangle Park, the company has an exhibit on bee care. I have with me Robin Neen. And Robin, first of all, tell me what you do for Bayer.
Hi, yes. I actually manage our bee care program for North America. And this exhibit here we created as a mobile exhibit to take and tour around the country with to various different meetings and trade shows. And also we did the Bayer Bee Care Tour with it earlier this year, where we toured across the Midwest and visited with a number of different land-grant universities and held events there.
Well, you recently had a kind of like a grand opening for your bee care facility here. I was not able to attend. Tell us a little bit about what Bayer is doing in the area of bee care here.
Yeah, so we're very excited to be building the new Bee Care Center. The center will really have three purposes. The first one is that we're going to be conducting research into honeybee health. It's widely understood and accepted that there are multiple factors affecting honeybees today. Number of challenges to beekeepers for keeping honeybees. And we're going to do some research programs alone, but also in conjunction with universities sponsoring grad students to research into helping find solutions to overcome those factors. So that's really the first. The second purpose of the building is really as a meeting facility, and we're hoping to bring together many of the stakeholders across the country who are interested in this topic, whether it be government or researchers or beekeepers, and really facilitate a discussion and also, you know, give them the opportunity to meet with Bayer scientists and discuss, again, some of the research that we want to do. And then the third purpose of the Bee Care Center is really as a training and education facility. So we plan on having a number of informational pieces, much like you see here with the Bee Care exhibit, really explaining the importance of bees and the importance of pollination to agriculture. Bayer, after all, is an agricultural company, and we understand the importance that bees and their particularly managed honeybees and their pollination services bring to agriculture. And so we want to help explain that and educate that to anyone who's interested, really. We're looking to bring numerous groups of people through the Bee Care Center and educate them and have some interactive exhibits and some pollinator gardens and some other fun things also for kids to do as well.
Can you describe the kind of team you've had to put together to run this and put on this program?
Yeah, we have a number of beekeepers, actually, that we have on staff. So we already have some research hives at another location in Clayton, North Carolina. And so we have some research going on there already. And we'll have beekeepers who will manage the program out of the Bee Care Center when it's ready. But then we also have a number of communications and government affairs and stakeholder outreach people, as well as regulatory. So really, it's a cross-functional team from within Bayer that we've pulled together to really give some dedicated focus and resources into looking at the whole topic of bee health.
Now, I know we have the center, the traveling exhibit. How about online, on the internet? Do you have some resources people can go to there?
Yes, we do. We have a dedicated website to Bee Health, and we also have the Bayer Bee Care Twitter handle, and also we have a Facebook page, so you can follow us, particularly the tour and many of the other events that are going on, and also research programs. You can follow all of that on Facebook.
We will point people that way. Thank you very much, Robin, for giving us an overview of what Bayer is doing with Bee Care, and just helping those who are involved in that business around the world. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.